So yeah, you know, that crazy in between seasons New York weather is wilding out. Like March, you catch yourself in shorts in Central Park or like shoveling your walkway from the 3 feet of snow.
Especially if you live in the outer boroughs. The outer boroughs, you're in trouble because like there's
Always.
private houses and they don't like to put the salt on the ground. I know like by my parents, there's like private houses. Like there's people that I think they're like from Guyana, but they like the Indian Guyanese people. They don't like to put no salt on the ground. They don't shovel the snow. And people be practicing on lawsuits.
Oh, hell, no lawsuits. No lawsuits this March, please and thank you.
Welcome to the weekly show about art, politics, and pop culture from a phenomenally female perspective. I'm Sarah.
I'm Shantae.
I'm Eliane, and this is Unapologetically She.
Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically She. I believe we're in season. Well, we are in season three. I think this is episode four or five. I lose
Oh
count.
no, seven.
Six, seven. Oh, thanks, Sarah. Thanks. It's
I can't believe
seven.
we've been back 7 weeks.
I know it's
It's
crazy because
crazy.
like we just
Te
been
well,
like,
technically eight because we skipped that 1 week for Valentine's Day. You're right.
but it's
Oh
still
shoot.
seven. But then again, and yeah,
Yeah.
Sarah's right. It's eight. I'm gonna listen to the lady that edit our stuff. So yeah, it's eight.
Be nice
And
to the
I am. I'm always nice to
Yeah, you want to
the
have a favorable
editor.
edit.
She Right. Exactly.
All
And
the Real Housewives know
it's
that.
also funny. I don't even watch that anymore because I don't like Andy Cohen's racist ass.
Oh, Lord have
Woo!
mercy, Andy. Dios mio. Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
This it
Sorry.
tells you that white gay men are just as bad,
That could be
okay?
problematic, yo. You already know that. So sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. We was like getting in.
Right. No, I have to go because I don't. I stopped watching it, and you took off Nene too. How fucking dare you? Anyhow,
Yeah.
so what's been going on? I see Eliana sitting outside in the nice Sacramento sun, and Sarah is always has like a good background, which I love.
I do. I had to switch it out. I had to switch it out because, you know, football season's over. But
Ah, yeah.
as soon as
Oh.
baseball season starts up, my background is going to be Oracle Park. So,
You know what? I really enjoyed going to a game there. I've been to one game exactly at Oracle Park, and I thought it was so cool the way it overlooks the bay. Like that shit is so
It's
cool.
like right there on the
Yeah.
water. Oh,
Like
yeah,
you're
I love it.
outdoors from your seat, and you're especially if you're in the higher stands, like you see the water. It's pretty cool. It's
I'm
pretty
not at
cool.
all jealous of you going to Oracle Park. I'm not jealous at all.
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna go like a few times. I don't know,
Oh,
San
we could
Francisco is
always
like an
go and
hour and a
visit
half,
them, you
two
know.
hours.
You can
Yeah.
always go and visit.
I
You need some time to
know.
yourself. You
I
need, no, seriously, you
know.
need time to for yourself. You're an awesome mom. You're a good wife. You work. You edit our show. You need
You need a
time
break.
off.
Yeah. Like alone. Well, so you'll get a mini break in just a few weeks I know, I'm
because
so the wedding's
excited.
coming up. I
So
can't wait to hang
excited.
out with you
And
guys
guess
in
who? I
person.
know. And guess who's going to be escorting her through the MTA system?
Yep. Mike actually just gave me all of his Metro passes, like
Good.
all the different times that he's gone down to the city for his like announcing and stuff. He just handed me like four Metro cards
He's
the
like,
other
there's got to
night.
be something on one of these.
I know. I'm like,
Because the fare
what?
is too fucking 90, which is so dumb because I'm
Oof.
just like, you could have just raised it another 10 cents if that was the case. Y'all didn't mind raising it from 250 to 275. Now y'all want to raise it 290.
Know.
What's the fucking fit? You need the 10 cent. No, I fucking don't. Like, it's so dumb. Like, you
I
might
would
as well.
love it if it was back down to like a dollar like in back in
Like, or
the
like, just make it a round
day.
number,
But
man. Remember
yeah.
the tokens? I miss the tokens.
I actually missed the tokens because I didn't move into New York City until I was a little like older, you know. I was already an adult living on my own when I moved to the city. I already knew. I was like, I need to get the fuck out of these suburbs, man. 12
No, I remember growing.
years, 13 years later, I'm like, yep, I can never. And look at me back in a fucking suburb, but no, New York City. That's my hope. Cheers. Cheers to New York.
You know
Sorry, I
what
don't
I
care if you guys are not New York fans. We are.
You know what I do miss? I do miss the $4 fun pass. That shit I miss because that would have been good for Sarah,
Yeah.
because Sarah would have,
Use it
traveled with
unlimited
this
times. Yeah.
yo until like 12 o'clock at night, and then you get another $4 fun pass. It's
Yeah.
cheaper. I used to have
Yeah.
one when I couldn't use my student Metro card because they used to lock you up for that shit.
Oh, so, oh Lord, we are on one, but
We are
living in New
literally.
York makes me smile. So what we got going on? What are you gonna ask us? Oh, I'm sorry, no. What's our drink today?
What I drink today, I'm a simple girl. I'm a wine girl. I don't do all the fancy drinks like my co-host is because one be making their lime, whatever. The other be telling you the substitute stuff for other things. I'm just simple. I love wine. I love Barefoot line. The Barefoot lines are always good because it got a little sweet in it. It's not dry. Like, cause some expensive wines, they're just dry as hell. So if you want something that's like $14.99, you could do a Barefoot Mojito or bubbly. Barefoot
Yeah, I like the
bubbly.
bubbly.
The bubblies are the best. And I feel like I want to buy one tomorrow, but I realize rent is like around the corner.
Oh
And
God, it's that time of the month again.
feel that.
Yes,
I feel that.
I hate that. Reaganomics, fuck that shit. But anyhow, because you're living the paycheck to paycheck. So even though I still be having a little money left over my paycheck, that's a good thing. Jesus, thank you, God.
Cheers to
But
that.
so, folks, if you want to grab your wine or order your wine, because you guys are bougie, sometimes you want to order your
Yeah,
wine and get a
Uber
door-to-door
Eats or
service.
Drizzly or DoorDash, that shit. Well, however you prefer to get your drinks delivered or brought to you. But also, I mean, if you don't drink, you can pour yourself in a fancy glass, some juice, some seltzer, mix it up.
Some ginger ale
Sparks it
or
up.
maybe apple cider.
Sparkling apple or sparkling grape juice. That
Yeah,
works.
thank you,
Like
Sarah. you mix some seltzer and some orange juice, you've got a little mimosa right there
Yeah.
without
Or
the alcohol. See, you're
y'all
good.
could just be like me and drink water.
Yeah, drink water,
I'm drinking water.
drink milk, I don't know, drink coffee,
Drinking
whatever you
water
like
from
to
the
sip on.
fountain. From the fountain. It's Jesus water.
I'm good. I am
No.
good on that.
You like look like at your face like drinking up the wine, drinking
I'm
up the
dead.
bread. I'm thinking of all these hymn songs. Jesus, I'm tired today. So anyhow, yeah, I do have some burning questions for y'all. I
Ooh.
try not to be explicit. I like clothes, believe it or not. I like clothes more than I like pop culture. There you go.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Elian. This
It's
pop culture.
okay. We don't all have to be pop culture like addicts like me.
It's just the fact that like some pop culture is just gentrified from my
I
taste.
mean, most of
So,
it is. You're right. Yeah.
especially with Andy Cohen being the face of some of it.
Lord.
Yeah, I don't like that man.
Lord, Lord,
So
Lord.
anyhow, y'all know I get upset because this fashion from my teenage era is making its reemergence.
What is it?
It is the bell bottoms, the low rides. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer, because there's different fashions from the early 2000s. I'm more on the hip hop side of life, like my Levi's and my Pepe's. I didn't even really like Pepe's, but I like Azure was better. Jeans with some Nike kicks or some New Balances. So what you prefer? You prefer the cargo pants with the platform sneakers? Because these little kids here, these little white kids, they don't know how to dress because they be looking like they roll out of bed and shit. They look all dirty. Yeah, I know, Sarah, I know you sigh. You know, they just look all
No,
dirty
but
and
her
just.
daughter don't look like that.
Yeah, her daughter don't look like that, but the other kids do. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer those bell bottoms and those cargo pants and those platform sneakers, or do you like just straight jeans and some kicks?
You know what? Because my body has just gotten a little rounder, I really do appreciate the high waist of some of those wide leg jeans. Like I'm kind of into it right now. I'm not gonna lie. I'm going for like the platform sneaker, like wide leg jean look. I'm literally was wearing that today at work. I used to wear the other style, so I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm digging it. What about you, Sarah?
I'm just a regular jeans and chucks girl.
And that is always, that's always, that never goes out of style. Like this,
No.
the summertime is nothing
Mm-mm.
but, y'all call them Chucks, we call them Converses, low tops on this coast. So like you wear that with some jeans and like a nice t-shirt, like a nice graphic t-shirt, and you walk outside your house with a nice purse.
Yeah.
Or I wear a sports jersey. Like
I wear a lot of hoodies. Hoodies.
hoodies, be your
Yeah.
hoodies would
Yeah.
never go out of style. You wear them with some
No.
sneakers and some
To
sweats.
have them for life. Yeah. And then
You
you know
know.
what I'm really liking lately? There's a lot of like two-piece sweatsuits like back in style. I'm like, what? The track outfits are back. Like I'm living my best life. Bring it all back, please.
You know, so
I
funny,
love a sweat
there's
suit.
a Nike outlet store on 125th Street. It replaced the New York and Company store that my mom used to work for, New York and Company's home office. And every place I told her, I was like, yo, there's a Nike store there. Like, I want to go to the Nike store because I think like going to the Nike store would be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was looking at some of them track suits. I was like, shit, I want me a Nike, you know, track suit. Because I have a lot of Nikes. I have Nikes and Converses. And so funny, Converses is part of Nike. No one
Oh,
knew that.
yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm regular jeans, sweatpants, Nikes. I only have like one or two pair of bell bottoms, but I don't like my jeans to the floor. That's just me. I'd rather like have them with my sneakers and my sweats and just walk outside my house. I think that's what how Sarah gonna see me when she see me. I'm gonna be like, hopefully it's warmer. But
Let's hope so.
so what we got
So,
for this
yeah.
This moderating of the section.
Oh, yeah. So, right now, I'm going to just move us along and we're heading into our shot and chaser segment. So, for those of you who are new, welcome. Our shot and chaser segment is where each co-host presents a topic that's the shot that none of the other co-hosts know ahead of time about. And our cold reactions, that's the chaser. So today we are going to start off with the lovely Sarah. What would you like to talk about this week?
Oh, I'm coming in hot this week.
Oh, shit.
I got notes. I got
Oh,
some
damn.
notes. So, as we all have heard on the news in the last few days, Alabama decided that embryos are people, that they're children, and that directly affected IVF treatments, in vitro fertilization. So all of these facilities had to put a pause on everything because they can't do anything with the embryos because they are now considered children. So people who were in the middle of IVF treatments trying to get pregnant, not trying to have abortions, but trying to get pregnant, we're not able to finish treatments because all of these IVF facilities have shut down. Pro-life party, prohibiting life from starting, go figure. But I also, and this is a direct result of Dobbs. This is a direct result of abortion access being taken away because they have been making the argument for decades that life begins at conception. Life begins at fertilization. Well, look, here we are. And now Republicans, RNC Republican operatives are contacting Senate Republicans going, no, we don't want to go that far. We don't, we want to support IVF because we support more babies. Specifically, we support more white babies. But just today, Senate Republicans voted against protecting IVF. Federal, like the Senate, they voted against it while they were trying to backtrack on Alabama's IVF. In addition to this, because I am making this a theme, in addition to this, Republicans are taking aim at contraception on top of this, right? In the Dobbs decision, if anybody's read the Dobbs decision, Justice Clarence Thomas's a concurring opinion on Dobbs explicitly stated that the courts should, quote, should revisit its longstanding rulings, including Griswold v. Connecticut, a 1965 decision which granted married couples the right to use contraceptives without government oversight. Married couples, okay? So we knew that was him saying, hey, you might want to bring this to the courts somehow. We have some Republicans in Congress that are trying to do exactly that. We have some people running for Congress that want to do exactly that. The Republicans in the Senate once again voted against the Equal Access to Contraception for Veterans Act, which was actually a bipartisan bill between Susan Collins and Blumenthal. It was a bipartisan bill. Republicans stopped it. So, no protection for contraception for veterans. It's going to grow from there. And in addition to this, because we go IVF, abortion access being taken away, Supreme Court saying, hey, maybe take a look at contraceptions. And in Griswold, it was specific to married couples. Well, now with married couples, Tennessee, their governor has just signed a bill that allows public officials to refuse to perform same-sex marriages. And they're trying to walk around it by saying, oh, you can still get a license. We can't stop you from getting a license. But they can stop from officiating. They don't have to officiate a wedding. So if you can't find anyone to perform the marriage, you're shit out of luck. But the way that the bill is worded, it does not specify same-sex marriage. It leaves it open for any reason that they have morally or religiously against marrying a couple, which can bring loving into the mix, which is also something the Supreme Court hinted at wanting to reevaluate. And in addition to this, married women, and these are not new laws, I will say that these are not new laws, but it was brought to the attention of a lot of people this week when it came out. There are five states that will not allow pregnant women to get divorced. No exceptions for domestic violence either. You have Missouri, Arizona, Arkansas, Texas, and this one threw me for a loop, California. There are also additional states where you can get divorced if you're pregnant, but a judge doesn't have to let you get divorced if you're pregnant. So, do you all see a theme here?
Oh, yeah.
White women, we did this. We did this. So you've lost your IVF. You've lost your birth control. You've lost your access to abortion. You can't leave an abusive marriage if you're pregnant. You can have someone deny to marry you if you date outside of the white race. This is what we did. So what the fuck are you going to do about it in 2024?
Mic drop. I have nothing to add because same verbatim, 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 verbatim.
You was dropping facts.
100.
Word.
That was... That's all that needed to be said. Thank you, Sarah. But guys, just listen. Listen to what the fuck she's saying. For real. Oh, Shantae, what do you want to talk to us about today?
Since we all Senate Republicans, right?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You know, Addison Mitchell McConnell, you know, I got to say the full name, Addison Mitchell McConnell, because he is a junior. He's named after his racist daddy, is stepping down. Well, he's actually retiring. I don't know if he's stepping down, but I think he's retiring from the Senate.
No, he's just stepping down as the leader.
Okay, so he's stepping down. Thank you for the correction. He's stepping down. Now, there are Republicans, right, that are in line for his job. And people think it's the usuals. But according to online, and I don't know if I have to, I do have the screenshot here. So, after the number one Republican, Addison Mitchell McConnell, then is John Randolph Thune, who is the minority whip, followed by John Barrasso, who is the Republican conference chair, then is Joni Ernst of Iowa. All these Midwestern ass people. So folks are seeing Tommy Tuberville. People are throwing out names, speculating. It's just so fucking, people are so fucking stupid. Because if you really know fucking politics, you know the next person that's in line for the job is the person that's in a minority with more than likely. That's like when Harry Reid resigned from the Senate. Who was the next person in line? Chuck Schumer, because he was the longest serving Democratic senator who has relationships and know how to cultivate his party. No matter how you think weak his leadership is, he bring us the money at home. If you're a New Yorker, you know when that money is coming from the government, you know who voted for that? Charles E. Schumer. Yeah, him, that guy. So, going back to what I was saying, everybody's throwing out Tommy Tuberville, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, all these other, Rick Scott, all these non-script-ass motherfuckers, and I'm just like, yeah, John Thune is going to be that guy, because guess what? John Thune is not extreme, but he's a fucking shit show too. This motherfucker, John Thune, these are the people that you don't need to be sleeping on. John Thune, who is the senior senator from South Dakota, who is one of the longest serving Republican senators left in there besides Charles Grassley, but Charles Grassley is on his last limb, which he's not, he's actually 90 years old for real, is against everything of progress you could think of. The IVF shit, he probably voted for that shit too, because he's a nasty, sliveling ass, tall, slinky motherfucker, a corn-fed ass motherfucker at that, because you know he's from the Midwest. Also, he did not vote for the January 6th thing, but he endorsed Donald Trump a couple of days ago. He also voted for Amy Coney Barrett, all those fucking justices over there. He supports his governor, Kristi Noem. Yes, he supports her. And also, he's not for increasing minimum wage. That motherfucker had the audacity to say, I started out as a servant and I made it to cook and it was big time and it was $6 and some change an hour. So I think our minimum wage in South Dakota, $9.45, I think is great. Not those indigenous people. They don't think that shit is great. They don't think that shit is good. Like the national minimum wage is at $7.25 an hour. How the fuck are you raising your kids at that? Because there is no other states that have not raised their minimum wage since 2009, since there was a federal one by President Obama. When President Biden And other Senate Democrats want to raise the minimum wage. A lot of Republicans voted against it. They did vote against it. And trust me, that conversation is going to come up because I believe, and I may be too hopeful, that the Senate Democrats are going to maybe expand a majority, maybe by like one or two senators. And of course, we're going to get back that House because look at the House right now. And President Biden is going to be the president. And he's probably going to serve his full term because that man is sharp here, okay? That man is sharp here. I love my vice president, but my vice president needs some time to like still fill out the people in the global area, in the global region. But President Biden know what the fuck he's doing. He's still the president that we need now because this country's still fucked up, okay? And so he is the right person for the right moment and will curse you out. We'll use F-bombs, S-bombs, all of that good stuff. So it's going to be a point where we're going to increase the minimum wage, but we're also Democrats. What we should do, and I think President Biden may be the first president to do it. Some people think I'm too hopeful again. We're going to change the tax codes because guess whose tax codes expire at the end of next year? Yeah, those tax
Ooh.
codes, that's fucking the country up. That's the reason why the country is in debt, because of those tax codes. But John Thune, he's most likely going to be the Senate majority leader. Oh, no, excuse me. Ooh, God. The Senate minority whip and a leader? Yeah, no, Senate minority leader. See, I'm bringing the Senate minority leader, and because he knows how to work with Democrats, believe it or not. But he's going to try to like come after the president, and the president is going to put his tall, slinky ass in his place. So he was the tallest senator until John Fetterman, because John Thune is 6'4", and he's a
Wow.
dumbass. Yeah, he's
Tall,
tall.
dumbass.
He's tall. He's you see him next to all of them. He's like a big giant, like the tall, big green giant on the can of vegetables. Like that's how tall he is. So yeah, he's going to be the next leader. He's just as bad, probably worse than Mitch McConnell. He don't have no respect for anybody. He might have respect for the president, but he ain't gonna have no respect for the vice president. I could tell you that. So people need to stop speculating because that man, he's donor dollars. He's fed into the corporate world, and that's all I got to say.
Hear, hear, a whole word.
I mean, I've been seeing people like I had posted on Twitter about McConnell stepping down as leader. And all of these people come into the comments, like you said, talking about Tuberville, Cruz, Hawley, whatever. And it's just like, that's not how it works. It's Thune is going to be the minority leader. That is the way that it works. Unless the Senate goes the way of the House and just becomes a complete shit show. But it seems that there are still, quote unquote, reasonable Republicans in
There's
the Senate.
decorum in the Senate
Yes.
is very different from the House. The House
Yes.
got a whole bunch of crazy MAGA people and Tea Party Republicans. And
They
in the
don't know how to
meantime,
act.
yeah, exactly. While the Senate has more of a decorum because they appoint judges. They confirm people to cabinets. Like, don't some of them are next in line for president. So, and Patty Murray is like the number four person next in line. So like half of these people in the Senate are like next in line for president, or like can have the credentials to be the president. So of course there's going to be some fucking decorum.
Exactly. And I think that's what people aren't getting. The Senate is a whole different beast than the House. It's gonna be Thune. I mean, he's still a shitbird. He voted with Trump 90% of the time. He's still a shitbird, but it's gonna be him.
Yeah. Like
I said that shit months
we
ago. I don't know if anybody paid. I think Sarah, you paid attention to it. I tweeted, I was like, John Thune is going to be the next person in line, and he's just as bad, and his record shows. I had a video about him a couple months ago. Like, this is John Thune, guys.
I don't think that any quote unquote rational moderate Republicans exist at this moment. I just don't see that from any of them. So I guess there are some that are more egregious than others. but that's a low ass bar. You know,
Mm-hmm.
they're all absolute trash.
Most of the moderate Republicans became Democrats.
Yeah, there's just, you know, it's different. That party is different right now. There's nothing that one person that I can think of to be like, yeah, maybe we can count on them to work with us. They're just like in my gut, I just don't believe that, you
They
know.
have not really worked with Democrats, honestly, want to keep it real. This is way before Trump. This is way even before President Obama. This is even way before Clinton, in my opinion, since Reagan. Reagan changed that party for life.
Yep, because he started pulling in that evangelical vote, bringing them into the political circle, and it just the extremism just started slowly climbing. Wait,
Oh, wow.
waiting in the wings for the perfect opportunity, and
Took it and ran.
Trump took it and ran, and it was because a black man was in the Oval Office.
I couldn't handle a black man doing it better than all the white men did it
Okay.
before, so
Pretty much, yeah.
lost their whole shit, lost their whole fucking
Well,
mind.
guess what? Healthcare is the law of the land because of that black man.
Oh, we know we could do like a three-part series on everything that he did.
And
But
while
yeah, I
you are free
think,
to get married to
yeah.
who you want to get married to.
Right. Right. For now.
For now.
Because like Sarah so eloquently told us before, for fucking now, because they're coming for all of that shit. And so, you know, I kind of want to round out this segment, and I think our topics actually do have something in common, because I wanted to talk about something pretty general, but that both of your topics touch on, and that's sisterhood, right? And when I mean sisterhood, it's anybody who identifies as a woman. I'm speaking to you right now. This is unapologetically she, right? So it's now Women's History Month. You know, we're starting Women's History Month, and I would just like to remember and to talk about what that means to me, to you, and to you, to all of you. What true sisterhood really means, like how being there, not just for your friends, right? But let's start off there. Treat the women in your life with love and respect, right? Don't steal their moments. Don't talk about them behind their backs. Don't betray their trust. None of that, right? Just be good to each other. But take it beyond that. Women in our society, women in the United States, women who live and vote and work and all that here in the United States, just specifically, right? When you go start voting, and there's a lot of primaries going on right now, so everybody's voting, right? Remember sisterhood, right? Because your vote has the ability to hurt or help a lot of people, particularly if you're a white woman, right? Try to remember that you don't have to be white first. You could be a woman first, right? Like, you don't have to choose whiteness first. You can choose sisterhood. You could choose to do the right thing for other women, not just yourself because of your skin color, right? You can do that. You have that choice. As of right now, we still have that choice. We may not if you guys keep fucking around and voting for fucking Republicans, and that's the truth of the matter, right? But right now, we still have that choice to do the right thing. And there are a lot of us, there are a lot of women, right? From each corner of this country. If we all collectively voted the same way, like the way Black women collectively vote, if we applied that to every woman, the shit that we could fucking do, right? And so I don't know, I just wanted to like let that sit there and remember, you don't do things like, for example, Monica Lewinsky, that crusty ass blue dress just always resurfaces, right? This is a prime example to me of what sisterhood is not, right? The other day, it was Chelsea Clinton's birthday. Chelsea Clinton, first daughter of Bill and Hillary. And why did that same fucking day a new ad campaign with Monica fucking Lewinsky dropped? Like, really? That's your fucking hero? I'm supposed to rely on people like that to vote for me? Right? I mean, the crassness of this woman. And I don't care what nobody fucking says. She's not a fucking victim. You were a 22-year-old grown up, right? You said you was a grown up. You don't fuck married men, married people, period, right? End of story. So I don't want to hear it. And now you also don't steal the thunder of the people who you wronged over and over and over and over throughout the years. That is not sisterhood. Okay. So to all you she's out there, remember this shit, that you need to be kind, you need to be respectful, but also you need to vote the right way because you're gonna fucking hurt a whole bunch of us. And maybe you don't care. Maybe that's the problem, is that there is no fucking sisterhood anymore, right? But I'm gonna hold out on the tiniest little bit of hope because I know I can count on Black women, but I'm so fucking tired of having them have to save us every fucking time. So please stop being a Monica Lewinsky. Stop being a evangelical Republican voter. Stop being the friend who steals, the other one's thunder. Stop being that person and be the type of woman that does not hurt other women. Happy Women's History Month.
And if you are one of those white women in my demographic, if you are one of those white women who votes the way that her husband does, you have a choice. You are not a child. You have free agency. And I tell you what, white women
For
who,
now, you have free
for
agency
now,
for now.
I will tell you something, ladies, women, all of you who identify that way. Your husbands can't see your ballot. So if you're
Yep.
claiming that you're voting because your husband votes that way, or you're claiming that you are not a grown ass adult, your husband can't see your vote. Ballots are secret for now. So you don't have to vote with your husband. Vote for yourself. Vote for your own
Vote,
fucking
yeah,
rights.
vote for the rest of us. Like, vote for fucking sisterhood. Protect
Yes.
us all because you have the power to protect us all.
Yep.
Like, fuck your whiteness, fuck your husbands. Like,
Yep.
you have the power collectively. We all have the power to fucking save us all, but like, you guys are fucking playing games.
Always.
So,
Always. And it
think
has
about
to.
that before you go cast that ballot. That's
Yep.
all I'm saying.
Yep. And that is not anyone else's problem. That's an us problem. That's a white woman problem. So if all of you white women out there complaining, to Elian's point, all of you white women out there complaining about the way things are and your rights are getting stripped away, then you show that at the ballot box, because white women, this damage being done on us because we're not thinking about the sisterhood. You think about the sisterhood, you go out there and you vote for the sisterhood, we can make a whole hell of a lot of change on it.
Here, here. And you know what? That wraps up our shot and chaser segment. Hope we left you all with a lot to think about as you move forward into this first week of Women's History Month.
Did you have anything to add, Shantae?
All I'm saying is my people, my Black women, thank you very much. Thank you for the Black women that encouraged me to vote, including my mother. You know, I had a conversation with my mom. My mom is a child of the Jim Crow era. And so, like, when she saw, like, in sixth grade, she told me this. And she was like, Shantae, I was helping out in junior high school. And there was a lot of of the older women in my in my community, some of them did not know how to write their name, and some of them did not know their kid's name. And the principal was like, "You don't know your kid's name to the parents." So my mom said, I ran home and asked them, "What is my name?" Because they call my mom a different name. It's like, "Oh, your name is Margaret." But there was people that did not know how to write their name, and they threw their ballots out, and they still came and registered to vote. It's a true story. And I, what happened in these movies? Some of them, like coming them, they coming back to register to vote. That's true. That's true. That is true. So everybody told me I want to protest my vote, vote uncommitted, and I fund genocide. You know, I can't wait to see y'all in person. I want y'all to say that to my face, because there won't be no talking.
They won't.
I'll come up to
No.
you first. This is what you said? Don't fuck with me, yo. But yeah, but people, the white women, and I know half of them hate me too, because half of them, it's a lot of groups on social media. They hate me between resistance Twitter, no, resistor Twitter, like I think a little bit of celebrity Twitter, of course, MAGAs, leftists. I get the hate, yo. And some centrists and moderates, they all hate me. So.
Cheers to our haters. Let's take a sip to that. And listeners, cheers. Take a sip to that. Cheers to the haters. And let's hope for sisterhood as we continue into this election season, because we can't leave it up to Black women to always fucking save this country. Enough. Enough.
Cheers
God
to
damn it.
that.
Good
Cheers to
God.
that.
Sierra got
Whew.
them nominees in her racks.
Yes, we got the bitch ass badass
I
coming up.
do.
We got some good ones.
My nominee is going to be related to what one of the things that Shantae was just talking about. But yeah, so we are going to go into our bitch ass and badass of the week nominees every week. Each one of us brings our suggestion of who we like for bitch ass and badass of the week, and we let y'all decide through polls who you think is the biggest bitch ass or the best badass of the week. So this week for our nominees for bitch ass, Shantae, why don't we start with yours?
Andy Levin, the former congressman that was elected back in 2019 and lost his seat due to redistricting. Oh my God, it's like I'm fucking up the words already. Being redistrict, his district being redistrict, right? That motherfucker had the audacity and maybe the caucasity to go on Joy Reid's show. Because I was waiting for the coverage for the primary, Michigan primary yesterday. And he was saying, you know, we're going to take it to President Biden. We're voting uncommitted, not just because we're voting against him, but we just want some demands. Uncommitted is you voting against him. Like, what the? It's, you can't call it that. That's why you lost your motherfucking seat, because of your progressive values. And the word progressive to me, it's been colonized because Black people, Black activists, I grew up in New York City. They always been progressive. In Chicago, they've been progressive. Atlanta, they somewhat been progressive, but not always. And even in the Carolinas and Mississippi, they've been progressive. Philly, they've been progressive. Okay? We've been progressive. New York, Black progressive people back in the 70s and 80s, whether you like their stances or not these days, they've been very progressive. Okay. So the fact that that word is colonized, it bothers me. And, you know, and Andy Levin, he don't know what the fuck he is. That's why he's out of Congress. That's why, and unfortunately, a Republican took his seat. But yeah. So the fact that you're siding with Rashida Tlaib, this is why we don't need to see you no more, sir. So yeah, he's my nominee.
Good one.
Elian, who you got?
My nominee for bitch ass of the week is Monica Lewinsky, who can't seem to find herself a motherfucking identity if it's not shitting on the daughter or wife of the married guy that she fucked decades ago at this point. Good God. She is so not a girl's girl. She is a mean ass woman. Fuck her.
Yeah.
She is not a
Yeah.
victim, and I'm fucking sick of people trying to make themselves the victim when they are the problem.
She said she pursued him. She pursued him. She is not a victim. Fuck that. No.
She liked his southern
Fuck
accent. I think
that.
that's what turned her on.
Fuck that. Fuck her. Fuck all the Monica Lewinsky apologists, those of you trying to rewrite fucking history. Fuck all of y'all bitch asses.
All right. Well, my nominee this week, again, back to going back to one of Shantae's points. My nominee this week is fucking Beto O'Rourke. And it
Bloop.
and his bullshit with uncommitted votes. Like all of these fucking Beto supporters coming in. Oh no, look at this. He said he fully supports the president and wants him to win. It's like, yeah, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth because he's telling people to vote uncommitted in Michigan. Fuck off.
Well, he
Fuck
couldn't
off
even
to
win his
them and fuck
own
off to Beto.
governorship. He couldn't
Thank
even win his
you.
own. He lost two races. He lost his Senate race and he lost his governorship. And he dropped
Exactly.
out the president's thing. So fuck that. Nobody don't need to listen
Exactly.
to no three-time loser.
Bloop right there. That's it.
Bloop
So,
bloop.
our nominees for bitch ass this week: Andy Levin, Monica Lewinsky, and Beto. Fucking Beto.
Well, can we just say his full name? Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah, Robert, because that Beto,
Robert.
like you're not a Beto. You're a Robert. Thank you. I can't. I
But
was gonna
his.
pick him. I was gonna pick him, but you got to him first. But like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. I
We've
didn't
been.
like him from the primaries from back then. I'm telling you, like, and y'all could check the receipts, go on Twitter and search my motherfucking name, both my accounts, the one that got fucking suspended and my new one. I was never down with that motherfucker because I don't trust a white man that tries to call himself Beto.
And there you have it.
Boom.
So now our nominees for Badass of the Week, who we think are just the shit, the bee's knees. Shantae, who do you have
The
for
bee's
Badass?
knees. Now,
The
everybody doesn't know this nominee, but his name is
cat's pajamas.
Don Calloway. Now, Don Calloway is a Democratic strategist. He normally sometimes is on Alex Wagner show or Stephanie Ruhle show that she hosts the 11th hour. Homeboy, he had a whole, I put posted the video, tore in 1 minute and 11 seconds into Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who he has family in Detroit and he knows some people in Detroit. And the fact that she wanted to do an uncommitted vote, like it was not that successful. It only earned like 14% because the president just got like what, almost damn near 100 delegates. He almost took those fucking delegates too. Basically, if you really want to get technical, but she was trying to hinder him and saying, we got to stand and we need to urge the president, like he's not doing a ceasefire, like probably next week, going to probably announce it. And you motherfuckers going to take credit, say, we pushed him. No, the fuck, you did not push Joseph robbing it. You did not push
Hamas
him.
rejected it. Hamas just rejected it
And
today.
just rejected it. So, like, how stupid do you look right now? You look dumb. But the fact that you did all that for Hamas to reject it, and then Don Calloway basically was like, why all these places not going to have what you call it? Because of your congresswoman. She's there to represent you, not for Palestine, which has good merits. He didn't shy away her good merits. And of course, you know, her supporters came after Don, but Don don't give a fuck. Don said what he said. Like, he's right. Like, she's there to represent the people in her district, not just the Muslim people in her district, but the black people in her district. The black people that she has the most legendary seat. That's one. No matter how he went out, John Conyers had that seat for a long time. That man was a real progressive. That man got shit done. And the fact that you took that seat and you don't do shit with it, and you don't do nothing, that's bad. At least my congressman took a legendary seat, Charles Rangel. I don't like the way he went out, but he actually do shit. That's the difference.
Oh.
She don't do shit. I'm
Oh
sorry.
man. So back to your nominee.
I'm so sorry. Look, I'm cursing in front of this girl.
So Don Calloway.
She can't hear you.
But it's Don Calloway, everybody. Don Calloway. He's very cute too. He's very
Oh.
he's cute. I'll send y'all a picture. He's cute. He got a little gray
Okay.
hair. He's a cutie. Not
Okay,
my
I'm
type,
for it.
but he's good looking. He's nice to look at. So
Eliana, who do you have?
So my nominee for badass of the week this week is President Joseph Robinette Biden for all the primary wins that he's just racking up, and those little pests like that buzz around like little mosquitoes that are just, they make a lot of noise, but they don't do shit. Okay. Keep losing, and I love it. So he's won so far in every state that we've had a primary so far, in South Carolina, New
He
Hampshire,
wasn't even on the ballot in.
Nevada, Michigan, like just keep winning them votes because they will try to tell you that he's unpopular, but guess what? Democrats are gonna vote for fucking Joe Biden. So sit on that, eat a dick. Or not. If you like dicks, eat something you don't like.
Well, I like the fact that he ate ice cream. He went to a local New York shop and ate some ice cream.
Hell yeah. I don't care how fucking cold it is. Give me some goddamn ice cream. The fuck?
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
what he said, something to like, he said the ingredient to a good marriage is like good sex.
And
Fail.
people flipped out about that. It's like, but did he lie?
He didn't lie. That man does not lie.
No, he
Not
doesn't.
about that.
He might not need
I'm
Viagra to get it up, you know?
kidding. Not Uncle President Joe.
God. Okay.
So, Sarah, who's your nominee this
She
week?
got her mini me next to her.
I do. She's rubbing her face all over my arm. I don't know why. Are you a cat or something? My nominee this week are black voters in Michigan because they were not buying the bullshit for the uncommitted vote. Like all this shit that Rashida Tlaib and Robert O'Rourke were trying to push. No. They fucking showed up. They voted for Joe Biden in the primary, and that's that because they know civics. They know their duty. They are the most informed voter demographic in this country, and they turned out and they did the fucking job. They did the thing.
Good choice.
Yeah, very
Now,
good
see, I
choice.
see you both looking down. I'm like, are you all texting each other while we're on the show?
No, but
No,
I'm
no.
sending y'all pictures of Don Callow,
Oh,
and I'm
she's
gonna
just looking at a cute guy. She's looking at pictures of
and I'm
a
gonna
cute
send
guy.
y'all the video too of what he ripped her in 1 minute and 11 seconds. It was
I love
good.
it. Oh my
I
God.
love it.
So to recap our badass of the week nominees, it's Don Calloway, President Uncle Joe,
That's right.
and Michigan black voters. So that is what we
Very
have this
deserving
week.
nominees this
Did
week.
you see
Very
the clip of the
deserving.
lady that said like, we have to vote for Joe? Y'all didn't hear that? Y'all didn't see that clip?
We have to vote for Joe. That's it. Or listen, go play back Sarah's segment real quick. You can find out what the or is if you don't fucking vote for Democrats. Anyways, let's just get on up out of here because you know I'm chomping at the bit.
Oh yeah, we're gonna close it out because Elian is, like she said, chomping at the bit to let us know about her week, which we are gonna do in our post-production recording. That is for patrons only. So if you want the tea from Elian, find us at Patreon, the Joyful She. Joyful She, Theee, Joyful She. It's $5 a month. That's it. You get early access to the episodes and you get bonus content like the recordings of Unapologetically Saucy, which we are about to record here pretty soon. So until next week, thank you. My daughter's feeding me strawberries while I talk.
Oh, nice.
Until.
That's how a queen should be treated. Somebody feed me fucking strawberries.
See? So until next week. Catch y'all on the flip side.
Bye. And
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Unapologetically She. I'm Sarah.
I'm Shantae.
I'm Eliane. You can find us on all social media platforms at the THEE Joyful She.
And it's because of listeners like you that we are able to share our thoughts on current events. Please support us on Patreon at The Joyful She.
We'll see you online.